Time now on the Venusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Crazy game last night, Tom. Where does that stack up in your list of crazy ones you've coached?
You know what? That's one of the. That's probably one of the top ones right there, Schulze. And again, you tie it up with 11 seconds to go, and then you win it with 7 seconds to go in overtime. And just the whole complexion of the game. You know, we scored first, but after that, they scored the next goal and the next goal, but we answered back. So it was gutty on our part, but it was a crazy game. There's no question about it.
Your team battled back, as you mentioned, scored on the power play, won on the road. Of all those things, what makes you the proudest?
Well, again, I just think, you know, I think everything. I mean, A, winning on the road, but how we did it. Again, that's the biggest thing is how we did it. Winning a game like that, it just gives you a never say die mentality. And next time you're down a goal late in the game, again, you just feel it a little more just because you accomplished something in a game earlier in the season.
A lot of times in a win, some of the negatives get tossed aside. What concerned you the most last night?
We gave up the back wall more last night than we have all season. And all four of their goals, other than the power play goal, were right in the paint. Again, we gave the end wall up. We didn't deny the back wall. And we have to make sure we do that tonight. Anytime you give up the back wall, you know, you're just allowing them to have chaos in front of the net right there. Morley, was involved in three of those goals. And his cutback ability and his skating ability in tight areas allowed him to, generate a lot of offense. So we have to be, we worked harder for our goals than they probably did for theirs last night. And that can't happen.
Anyone who's followed sports knows that when guys come back from a lengthy injury, it takes a little bit to get their timing back. What happened last night with Miles Fitzgerald?
Well, again, I think the biggest thing with Miles is that he's a clever hockey player and he can skate. So those guys, at least, they have that, from a timing standpoint, they can skate. So they can get to pucks, they can get free. And when he can get free, he's got good stick skills and, he can accomplish some things. The guys who aren't great skaters, it usually takes them a while just because, again, they have to adjust to the pace.
With the exception of the extra attacker tying goal at the end, your power play had a tough go of things last night. Based on their aggressiveness and what you guys were able to do last night, what changes are you going to have on the power play tonight?
Well, we're going to modify our one power play a little bit to try to get a few more shooters on it, and that's the one thing. We probably need a few more shooters, but we also had some good looks last night, Schulze. When you watch the game, they were aggressive and they hemmed us. We got hemmed in a little bit at times. There's no question about that. And they cleared some pucks, but there's also their over aggressiveness allowed us to bypass them a few times too. And there were some point blank saves that Jenks made. So, you sit there and you probably want to have more success on your power play, but we did have some good looks. And all you need is one good look. But we have to shoot the puck a little more, but we have to make sure, again, that our shooters shoot.
More on Tom Ceratori when we return the Venusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Venusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, in the first half, your defense played great, and you struggled to score. Last night, you scored a ton. Your defense maybe struggled. What gives?
Who knows, Schulze? I mean, again, it's crazy. And you're 11 goals in the game last night, and we scored 6 ourselves, and what do we have? One goal against Bowling Green, before that we played Ferris, and I think we had, 3 goals. So, it's just interesting, again, how the game goes. And it's hard to put a finger on it, Schulze. It was one of those games last night that it just seemed to kind of be a little out of whack.
You said last night that you would be greedy based on how desperate they're going to be tonight. How do you balance greed and playing smart?
Well, you got to play smart. And mostly we're the road team right here. They're going to have a lot of desperation. This is a must-win game, I think, for Fairbanks. And that's the approach they're going to have. And we would have the same approach if we had lost last night. So we're going to see their best game. They're going to play with a lot of desperation. They're going to be very physical. They're going to play with good pace. We have to just make sure, again, we manage the puck. We play high percentage hockey. We do the right things. We stay out of the penalty box. Just all those types of things. And it's nice to score the first goal just to kind of take the wind out of their sails a little bit too.
Sometimes being a coach can be easy when you got a banged up lineup. The roster makes itself. What was it like last night having a full complement of guys and trying to piece the puzzle back together?
Well, everything balances out. It allows you. It's weird. One or two guys just, it just allows you to have depth. And, You know, and it's just one guy, you move one guy up and one guy down, it strengthens another line. It strengthens a couple lines, you know. It might strengthen the bottom line, but it also strengthens the top line.
Jay Dickman has played a lot for you with all these injuries. How does a guy get himself back into the lineup, so to speak?
Well, again, things are going to happen. There's going to be injuries. Somebody's not going to play very well. You know, we still have to obviously develop some players. So I can't worry about that right now, you know. But, again, things I always have a habit of playing out, and that's just – you just got to wait for that.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.